Her son has been allocated a space in the college down south, and they've been trying very hard to find some accommodation. They've been ringing everybody right around the whole area. They've been contacting their own friends and families in different parts of the country to see if they can have any contacts in that area itself. And we spoke for a long time, and unfortunately what she told me at the very end was very upsetting. That says that as a family they've discussed that it's more than likely now the son has to sleep in a car. I says, would it not be better to defer? But the mother says no, that they want their child to have an education, and she has every right that their child has an education. Most families aspire to that. And here we are left with a situation, not just one family, but many's a family right across the whole state and the whole country that just can't find accommodation anywhere at all. There was a time that we discussed about families not being able to afford, and there still are many families that can't afford to put children to school. But here we are, a situation where the family can afford it, but just can't find accommodation at all due to government policy. And we need to be very clear and very honest about this here. This is an economic decision that the government has made over a number of generations about how they move economically, leaving the private, leaving the housing needs, both for homeowners and for students, to the private market solely to make profit.